Now, boys and girls, I want to tell you something more about Elijah the prophet. And you remember he was that man who spoke for God, especially in the days of King Ahab. King Ahab was a very wicked king, you remember, in the land of the nation of Israel. And his wife Jezebel, if anything, she was even worse than King Ahab himself. The worst thing of all that they did for the people of Israel was this: they caused them to worship idols instead of the true God. And the idol that they worshipped, you remember, was Baal. So God had sent Elijah to Ahab to warn him that because they were worshipping idols instead of the true God, so God wouldn't send any rain into that land until Elijah, as God's servant, came and said that there should be rain. So you remember then how Elijah went out of the presence of the king, how he went away and hid at the brook called Cherith, and then with that widow woman in Sarepta and her son. And then he came back, as we saw last time, to Mount Carmel, and that great contest that took place between the prophets of Baal and Elijah the prophet. You remember that it was God who was the one who answered by fire, sent down the fire from heaven and consumed, burnt up the sacrifice that Elijah had laid on the altar. And when all the people saw that, then they bowed their knees and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is the God." Well, Elijah, as you can imagine, he was very pleased with seeing the people acting like that, and he thought, surely now the people are going to turn back to the Lord their God. Elijah, boys and girls, was really very kind to Ahab, because after all of that happened, he said to Ahab, "Now get up into the mountain, because the people are going to have a great feast with the food that they have left, and I want you to go, and I want you to join in with them in that feast." It was a very gracious, very good thing for Elijah to do. And then Elijah himself went up into Mount Carmel, and he knew that God was now going to send the rain back into the land. There would be new crops, the cattle would be well fed, and the people would be blessed once more. What do you think he began to do? Well, he began to pray. He knew that God had promised that he would send rain, but although God promises to do things for us, boys and girls, we still have to pray to God to do those things. And so Elijah went and he prayed to God, "Oh Lord," he said, "send now the rain into the land." And then he sent his servant, and he said to his servant, "Now go away onto the edge of the cliff at Mount Carmel, look out to the sea and see if there are any rain clouds coming." The servant came back and he said, "I can't see anything. The sky is just scorching hot. The sky is blue," he would have said. And so he went and he prayed again, "Oh Lord, send rain," he prayed. And then he said to the servant, "Now go back and have a look now." Servant went back, still no rain clouds, boys and girls, still the skies as blue as ever. Back he came again to tell Elijah, and out and back he went seven times. And seven times Elijah prayed that God would send the rain. And then on the seventh time, when the servant went and looked out to the sea, he did see a cloud. But he came back to Elijah and he said, "I see a cloud, but it's only about the size of a man's hand." That's all. That's all the cloud that he saw. But that was enough for Elijah, because Elijah knew that God, who could send a cloud just the size of a man's hand, could send a cloud massive, as big as he pleased. And so Elijah said, "Now God is going to send the rain onto the land." So he sent a servant, "Go and tell Ahab to go back to the palace. Go and tell all the people to get to their homes, because the storm clouds are going to break." And as Elijah was coming down from Mount Carmel himself, the Bible tells us, the skies began to darken. You know how they can go sometimes, even here. And then the thunder began to roll, and suddenly it was as though the heavens had opened and the rain came pouring down, and Elijah would have pulled his great camel cloak around him and pushed through the rain. And he knew he was happy. You know, sometimes we can be happy even when rain comes. Sometimes we're not very happy when rain comes. But my people need rain. There are people in many lands. And when the rain comes, they're absolutely happy that the rain has come. And Elijah, he was delighted that the rain had come, because he knew God had answered his prayers and God had kept his promise. Now, Ahab got back to the palace and he told Jezebel all that happened. Well, Jezebel wasn't happy. Jezebel wasn't delighted at all. And she sent her servant and she said, go and tell that man Elijah, by this time tomorrow, you're a dead man. And my, when Elijah heard that, and you know, boys and girls, what follows teaches us a very, very telling lesson. It teaches us that even the greatest servants of God, at times they could be so brave, and yet at other times they could be so frightened. And the Bible tells us that Elijah, you remember he had just stood on Mount Carmel. You remember how he had spoken to the prophets of Baal. You remember how he had called down the fire from heaven. Now he began to run for his life. And he ran and he ran and he got out of breath and he ran again until eventually he came to the wilderness, the Bible says. And he was so exhausted and so cast down, so sad in his heart and his mind, he lay down, the Bible says, beneath a juniper tree, beneath a tree, and he fell fast asleep. And who knows how long he would have slept because he was so sad, so exhausted. But an angel came and touched him, woke him up and said, Elijah, get up and eat. I have prepared something for you. When Elijah woke, he saw a whole lot of food ready for him to eat, and he ate the food, but he fell asleep again. And then the angel came again and said, Elijah, waken up. Eat this food because you've to take a long journey and you need to be strengthened. And so he ate the food and he started on the journey that God told him to take. And again, it was over miles and miles and miles. For 40 days he wandered and 40 nights until he came to a very special place in the Bible. He came to the place where God had given the law to Moses, you remember, at Mount Sinai. And there at Mount Sinai, or rather the burning bush, same place, and there he went into a cave, and in that cave he was still very sad and still very exhausted. And then God came. And here's what God said to him. He said, Elijah, what are you doing here? And Elijah heard the voice of the Lord and he said, Lord, because there's nobody left. Because in all the land of Israel, the people are still worshipping the idol Baal instead of worshipping you. And God said, Elijah, come out of the cave. Stand at the mouth of the cave, at the opening of the cave. And as he did that, there was a tremendous wind came and blew all around. It made a tremendous roaring noise. And then there was an earthquake, shook the ground. And then there was a fire, like the fire that God had sent down from heaven. And Elijah looked at all of those things, but he didn't understand anything. And then the Bible says there was a still small voice. That means just a very gentle, low kind of voice. And it said, Elijah, what are you doing here? And it was God speaking again. And Elijah said, there's nobody left, Lord. Everybody is worshipping Baal. And the Lord said, that's not the case, Elijah. He said, back in Israel, in the land, he said, I have 7,000 men who don't worship Baal. You get up, Elijah. You go back into the land again, and you do what I have told you to do. You see, poor old Elijah, boys and girls, he thought he was the only one that was left that worshipped God. And now God says, no, no, there are many who worship God. You get back into the land and you do what I have told you to do. What do you think happened? Well, all his sadness disappeared. All his exhaustion disappeared. And he would have got his strap round his greatcoat again, the staff in his hand, no doubt. And off he began, right back to the place again, and there he would still fight the Lord's battles and speak the Lord's words. You think of Elijah, the man that God sent to speak to Ahab. Think of how he went away to the brook Cherith and then to the widow at Sarepta with her son. How he came back, how he stood on Mount Carmel, how he looked for the clouds to come, how the rains came, how he was threatened for his life, how he ran for his life, but how God spoke to him and sent him back to be faithful once more. Next time we'll see what happened once he came back into the land once again.